accident, I better not start with that.
I always forget. Since some of us, I think almost most of us experienced a very deep relaxation in our meditation tonight, have we? And some of us fell asleep. Many of us, perhaps. Did we? Once?
How would I know?
Exactly. Thank you. You answer my question. When we are in deep sleep, what happens to the world? Do we have the memory of our home and our car and our wife and children and husband in a deep sleep?
It all disappears.
And why do you think is that we don't have any awareness of it? Can anybody guess it?
It's not real. It's not there.
Why?
The world we live in is fabricated.
Yes. Essentially that, but I just want to know why they're not there at that time.
The mind is inactive.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Five senses are shut off.
Very good. Why?
I had a 2-year-old used to do this.
Yes, because we transcended the mind and the senses. And why did that happen? Because the prana, or the breath, became very shallow. The shallower the breath, the less contact with the consciousness of the world. That's why a dead person does not have any consciousness of this, the world, because they don't have any more breath. But this was a joke. But truthfully, the teaching was given that the shallower the breath gets, I don't mean because you have some sort of problem, but when the shallower it gets is because the energy of existence has withdrawn itself to the source. So actually we are more in the reality in a deep sleep than when we are awakened. So a person that has a peace of mind, because their breath is not being interfered by their senses and their thoughts. It's always this rhythmic, harmonious breathing that does not get too excited or too frightened. So what is this breath? This breath is just a current that keeps this body together. And so the reality is when we are in a deep, deep sleep, we're the closest to that. So when we come out in the world, we have to act dead. Act as if we are in a deep sleep. Can you imagine if you went through the world feeling like you're in deep sleep? How unaffected we would be from everything that happens around us. So this is why it is said, sleep when everybody's awake, and be awake when everybody's asleep. Only because you're awakened, and yet nobody seizes at that. So that is deep sleep. It's so funny, because like Tony was saying, if the world was real as we make it, where would it go in a deep sleep? Where did it go? You know? It had absolutely no existence for us, so it couldn't be that real. Anybody would like to comment on that?
I heard that dreams are the oracle of our life. And sometimes my dreams don't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But again, if they are echoes of our life, how can they be? Are there a future or the present or how they? Are the dreams, they have any moment? Past, future, present?
The dreams don't.
Yes.
Very good. Do you dwell on that, you become self-realized. You really, it's the crux of the matter is, there is no time in that dream.
There's no time.
No, neither is here. We just, it's just imagined. But let's not talk this way, because I'm not sure everybody would like to know, you know, be told the truth. it might hurt. But your night sleep is more subtle, but they're all thoughts. And what we think it has a duration, it really doesn't. And Sai Baba proves that to us many, many times. I mean, these stories are a million. One of them was, listen to this, this is mind-boggling. Bunch of Muslims go to see him, Iranian. The son, there were a bunch of people, but this one was a family of three, husband and wife and the son. The son always wanted to go to Mecca. You know, Mecca, where they go for the worship. But they couldn't afford it. And so he was dreaming about going, because he must have made some sort of a promise or whatever it was. He had it incredible. So they go to see Sai Baba. He asked them to come for an interview. They go in an interview room and he says to the son, oh, you would love to, oh, he says, what's wrong with you? Why are you not happy? He says, Baba, I really want to go to Mecca. That's the only thing I would like to do more than anything else in my life. Baba says, how many days do you want to stay in Mecca? He says, 5 days, Baba. I think 5 days would be plenty. And you want to shop for your parents too? Yes, you know. And we heard it from another person that heard it firsthand from these three people, another Iranian. So Baba pulls the curtain aside beside him, which was a wall, nothing else but a wall. He says, the wall opens up, and he says, go to Mecca. So he goes into this hole, and 2 hours passes. Now the mother is getting agitated, because the son has gone in this hole. He hasn't come back for 2 hours. He comes back with the hands full of gift. And he's coming back, he says, what are we doing here? He says, I thought you guys are left, but that was a long time ago. 5 days ago, Baba told me to go to Mecca. What happened was, is spontaneously, that when you're master of the realization that there is no time, and there is, everything is imagination of the mind. Everything, you become a master of it. He had gone to Mecca. Not only that, he met one of his friends that he was supposed to go in Mecca with, and he didn't. And then later on, the friend becomes a witness. He says, yes, I saw him in the Mecca. And he brings gift for his parents too. He spent 5 days in Mecca. Now, how do you explain? Our mind would say this story is absolutely not true. Why? Because, yeah, go ahead.
The parents only spent 2 hours in the interview room, in that interval.
Yeah, right. And 5 days had passed. Now, we can say this is not possible. That's how everybody else does it. But maybe we should think and say, this is the difference between an avatar and an ordinary is that avatar knows this is imagined, so he can change. He becomes a master of five elements. And for us, it's far-fetched. It's just not even imaginable. And it does happen. You know, you see Baba, and people swear by it that he was sitting in our bed and we had a conversation for hours. Many of my friends in Iran, many people we have met, he's here, we can touch him, he's in the flesh. How is that possible? He never left India. You know? Even other people, I don't know if it has happened to you guys or not, but you know, someone called us and said, you were in India. He said, I was? She said, yeah, you were in India. And so it's amazing to know that things like this can happen. And going back to your dream, yes, the reason it doesn't have past, present, or future, because you haven't paid too much attention to it. There are people that pay a lot of attention to their dream, and actually they will have past, present, and future to it. You know, they made it concrete, they made it real, more real, by giving it attention. So it's, this is why we can't buy everything as a face value. I know this type of talk might be a little bit, seems to be useless, but sooner or later we have to dwell on things like this for a complete freedom. Because if we don't, even after we drop our body, we come back and have to go through the same old thing again and again and again and again. Who wants that? I don't know.
It's logical that God would dwell in the real world and we would be in the dream world.
Yes. It would be logical?
It would be logical that that's the way it is.
Yeah, it's logic. You said the secret word, logic. Now, how many people can prove their logic to be the author truth? Nothing but the truth. Logic comes because many people believed it, not because it is true or false. Many people believed it. So it's like a collective belief becomes what it is. Just it is what it is. And nobody will argue with it until that person decide to, it's time for it to break everything and see what is behind it. Your logic is a trap. It's really good for this world, but it's not good for God's knowledge. It's not good for God realization. Logic is a handicap. Because a lot of people that have a lot of logic will never, ever inquire into their reality. I say never, ever means for now.
The thing that I like about dreams is, in a second you can dream a lifetime.
Yes. And do you know that this lifetime of ours, that's the way my teacher says, this lifetime of ours is just as quick in the shams of the eons of beginningless and endless. We think of it as like 80 years, 90 years, is like a drop in the bucket. It's like a speed of sound or light. I remember when, I'm sure it happened to you guys too, when I was a little girl, I used to ask, where did we come from? If we came from God, where did He come from? And then I would go into this line of eternity. And then the questions would be mind-boggling. So I would drop the question and just be. So sometimes these deep questions, it stops the mind, you know, because you don't know how far you can go, and it just stops the mind. At that time, we're really realizing God. Any time that the mind stops for a split second, the reality is there.
Could you give us an example of how you would use that divinity is beyond time in a meditative form to go past everything?
What is, when you say what is the technique to do that, technique belongs to the realms of doing something. This is the truth of it. When you accept it, you're open. Do you understand? There is an opening for the experience of it. It's like when people said Baba resurrects, we accept it. That's what sent us to India, you know? We didn't have to do anything. All we had to do is to be open to the idea, and the occasion showed itself. And that goes for all of us, you know, when we are open. I mean, it is very brave to come and sit here once a week for an hour and hear things that absolutely make no sense in the way that people are used to thinking. You know, but there's some prompting in us that makes us see through it. What is this? It's the opening. That's what it is, the opening.
Would that opening be called desire for understanding?
Yes, anything, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Because something in us, every one of us, unconsciously, we get a taste of it now and then, that you say to yourself, oh, I've done that before, and I'm just tired of it, you know, I've done this, I've gone there, you know. That is an opening, right, Lois? When you just open yourself and say, what's going on?